The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle. Well, on The Bigger Picture today, we are zooming in on the results for UOB Bank. And just a quick recap, third quarter numbers came in higher by 8% at 1.12 billion. So pretty much in line with the estimates of 1.1 billion. To help us get the bigger picture on this, we've got Margaret Young, analyst at CMC Markets. Morning, Margaret, TGIF.
Good morning, Ryan. Happy Friday.
I'm going to get help to crunch some of these numbers out this morning. Looking at UOB, it's of course the first local bank to release its earnings. I'm looking at a set that seems to be okay. What's your take on this? 1.12 billion up 8%. Does this impress you?
I think overall, the headline numbers are pretty much in line with expectation. And EPS of 66.5 cents actually beats estimation of 64 cents by 4%. And this is largely attributed to higher non-interest income with very strong fees and commission increase by 14% a year on year. And trading and investment income soared like 67% from improved customer flows and gain from investment securities. And this is in line with our earlier expectation that the ongoing protest in Hong Kong is driving up some wealth management demand in Singapore, especially in the private banking and their wealth management department. And on the other hand, we saw that the net interest income only grow at 5% year on year, and actually the net interest margin has dropped 4 bps from the quarter before. So this is a warning sign that a lower interest rate environment is slowly kicking in to impact banks' profitability in a net profit segment, which is a big contribution to the overall profit. About 67% of the net profit come from the net interest segment. So this is worrisome, and I think going forward, we may see more raining days for the interest rate environment, which is compressing banks' profitability going forward.
Of course, we saw the third rate cut yesterday from the Fed. That might put more pressure on net interest margins. And just to recap, the net interest margins for UOB for the latest quarter, 1.77%, down 4 basis points. Margaret, aside from the interest margins, if we look at the growth of the loans, what is the picture like? Because we get a lot of headlines around how business sentiment is cautious. I know there's more headwinds coming up. Are you looking at weaker loan demand, or is there a turnaround in that sector?
Yes. The year-on-year loan growth of 8% is very resilient against the backdrop that the overall economy is barely increasing. So we are seeing that Singapore's overall GDP growth is close to zero. In the third quarter, it came in at 0.1%. So the loan growth is pretty robust, and I think that it was supported by construction and service sector and investment, as well as public infrastructure spending. So all those are underpinning the loan growth. But going forward into the fourth quarter and the first quarter of next year, I think economy is largely going to be bottoming out. So we might see the loan growth to gradually slow down to the low to middle single digit.
Margaret Young, analyst at CMC Markets, helping us to break down the third quarter numbers for UOB Bank out this morning. Just to recap, 8% rise in third quarter profit. Margaret, just zooming in on loans, you picked on this just now, the Hong Kong situation and the weakness of the Chinese economy. How much exposure does UOB have to this in terms of the loan book? Is this, I guess, relative to OCBC and DBS?
On the three banks, UOB has, I think, the smallest exposure to the Greater China market, whereas it is more ASEAN-focused, whereas I think OCBC Bank has the largest exposure to Greater China and Hong Kong. And thus, it is probably less affected by the slowdown in China, but there are still opportunities in the Greater China region. I think all the three banks are exposed to, especially the development in the Greater Bay Area in the south. south provinces of China. So China is building up a technology hub there. It's called the Silicon Valley of China. So that area is growing still very fast with improved technologies and tremendous of opportunities over there. So that's wait and see.
Okay, I guess the other risk factor you might look out for is the non-performing loans front. And this is where, you know, people don't pay up. What's the picture on that front? I'm looking at the NPL ratio now at 1.5%. Sometime last year, it was at 1.7%. All in, it seems quite flat. Is this a good sign?
Yeah, non-performing loan ratio stayed unchanged at 1.5% from the quarter before. However, we saw that actually allowance has increased by 53% in the third quarter due to higher impaired assets. It probably suggests that the slower economy is really having an impact on their asset quality, and this is the main reason why the third quarter earning has dropped by 4% from the second quarter, because third quarter incurred a very large increase in the allowance for non-performing loans. And it suggests that maybe I haven't got the time to figure out the details. I guess it's probably due to the manufacturing sector weakness, as well as export trading related, which are exposed to the trade risk.
Okay. Margaret, just to wrap things up, I'm looking at the latest analyst calls on UOB. I've got 15 buys, 6 holds and 0 sells. What's your take on UOB right now? I mean, you especially look at the yield that it's offering.
Well, going forward, I will be very conservative on my exposure to banks. I don't mind holding the banks I have, but I would be very cautious to enter into new positions because the larger picture is that the NIM is going to be compressed. But looking at the valuation, three banks are trading at between 10 to 11 times price-to-earnings ratio and average dividend yield of 4% or even higher. So in a lower interest rate environment, holding a bank which gives you 4% and even 4.5% dividend yield is not a bad choice.
All right, Margaret Young, analyst at CMC Markets, helping us to break down the latest third quarter numbers from UOB. Margaret, thank you so much and have a great weekend in advance.
You too, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.